for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When I was a kid, we called it Decoration Day. I thought we called it Decoration Day because we all decorated our bikes with red, white, and blue streamers, and we'd follow the parade that ran through my hometown. The parade ended at the VFW Hall, and the World War II vets would stand in the parking lot sharing a laugh and a beer. We knew these were the guys who beat the Nazis. These were the guys who fought at Guadalcanal. No, we didn't know that Decoration Day started after the Civil War, and that women would go to the graves of Union soldiers and, yes, decorate them. Decoration Day became Memorial Day, and somewhere along the line, it became the unofficial start of summer. Most of those men in the VFW parking lot have passed on, and a lot of people didn't want to remember Vietnam. And today, a lot of people don't want to think about Iraq and Afghanistan, where more than 6,000 service people have died. We should not let this holiday go by without remembering all of them.
I'm with you. That's Harry Smith from CBS with some important thoughts about Memorial Day, which is today. And that's how we get started in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show. The essence of the day and frankly, there's something that bothered me, and I didn't really remember it, to be 100% honest with you. The poll that appeared over the weekend at DougSteffen.com, I'm not sure whether this was deliberate or not. The questions that we asked you, we every day have some sort of pulse, trying to get the pulse of folks who listen around the country and around the world who can go to DougSteffen.com and is often the case with thousands of people. They go there just to nose around and see what's going on during the course of the day. Our question asked about the first thing you're going to do to celebrate today. And we had six things there. None of them had anything to do with what today is really all about. And I did not speak to the person who does the poll. I don't know whether that was deliberate or because he may or may not be someone who thinks about what the day is all about. Isn't it amazing that, and I take responsibility, feel like a politician, I take full responsibility because my name is on it. But it was troubling to me that wasn't there, frankly. What is the first thing you're going to do? We're starting the day, many of us, together. 800-510-8255. This is Memorial Day weekend. Yes. Known as Decoration Day, as a kid growing up, there were plenty of people who were around that had fought in World War II, and my father wasn't really a fighter. He was in the Coast Guard, but he was on duty every day, 7 days a week, 12 hours a day on a Coast Guard cutter off the coast of New England. And he was every day on that ship for the entirety of the war. From 1942, he went in right after Pearl Harbor, stayed there until the war ended. What's your story? Your story of someone in your family, story of somebody you know, the Vietnam era, the era in which I grew up and went through with so many others, the despicable way that Americans handled those men and women, fewer women at that era than there are now, but just despicable, really despicable. The way we had just, and it was the politics of the day. And if anything, under the circumstances, it isn't that the men and women. How could you be so shallow, maybe is the question, those of you who did protest the war, how could you be so shallow as to protest what the people who were in uniform were asked to do and did? To the tune of, I think, 50, 60,000 people died in the Vietnam War who were Americans. How can you be so shallow as to put politics over what they did? That always has troubled me. It troubles me more than the fact that we didn't put down the first thing you're going to do to celebrate today is go to visit the graves or visit someone who's in the service. It's more about the graves because Memorial Day is about the dead. Veterans Day is about those who are alive, really, and those are the distinctions. But does it bother you that we have so much emphasis on fighting? Is it fighting or is it protecting? Some of you think it's protecting our way of life. Some of you think it's needless fighting, especially the attitude today toward the people who have engaged us in Iraq and Afghanistan. I don't sense that there's a problem with people who are in the service like there was when I was a kid. Most of us respect the people who are in uniform and the people who are doing what we've asked them to do or what we've been asked, the political leaders who supposedly represent us, and we find that to be less and less the case every day, but they still get the support and the admiration of most Americans, which is different than it was when I was a kid. So it's a different scenario to share. 800-510-8255. The day starts with us here listening to a radio host named Dr. Lewis Sorley talk about retired Air Force Colonel and Korean War. This fellow is a Korean War veteran. And he was also the second astronaut to set foot on the moon. We're talking about Buzz Aldrin, who is part of today's National Memorial Day Parade in Washington.
You had a large number of combat missions, did you not?
66 missions. It was about average. We arrived over there in January, and the squadron that I was in was having quite a bit of good success shooting down MiGs. And then one day, the squadron commander was shot down north of the Alarur. And in the investigation, one West Pointer who was on his second tour told the truth that they were flying north of the river. And this West Pointer, his military career essentially was terminated because he told the truth. Now, that kind of rubbed me a bit the wrong way. It wasn't his choice, but there were a lot of people who did destroy enemy aircraft north of the river. And we know that.
Yes. And you yourself had some kills, did you not?
Yeah. One of them was a guy on a training mission, I'm sure, down low altitude, about 20, 30 miles south of the river, and he just did nothing except a gradual turn till he fired off the canopy and bailed out. It was pictured a week in Life magazine, so that became my first second lieutenant exposure to a bit of celebrity status.
Not bad.
Now the next kill was following I joined up in a flight in front of me. Because they had number four man abort, and my wingman aborted, so I joined up as number four man. I didn't know who it was, and then I realized that they had F models and I had an E model. Kind of hard to catch up. The bombing mission was right at the dam of the Yalu River, so we knew it was going to be a hot mission and the MiGs would be up. So still trying to catch up with this flight, made one circle over the target, and they immediately headed north of the river toward the base near Mukden, Manchuria. And when we got there, I'm still trying to catch up. So they dive on in, and I'm still trying to catch up to number three man. And pretty soon a MiG slides in front of me, and we hassled, and I shot him down and headed back south again. That was a little bit more exciting.
So the story of men killing other men, that's part of the day, part of the message, part of the information, part of the thinking. It is in those circumstances. Well, we still have questions about Korea. We really do, all of us. Most of us do. But no questions about World War II. There have been wars that we've gotten involved in, and that inevitably this day becomes a discussion of that sort of thing. But still in all, I don't understand how you can't, in this circumstance, how you can't be able to separate your dislike for war and dislike of certain activities that we've been involved in, and the men and women who participated and did what we asked them to do. I don't get how the two with some is the same, because it really isn't. There's a separate and distinct way of looking at these people who are doing what we ask them to do versus the whole discussion of the military-industrial complex and why we have so many wars. Good God, we're on three fronts now. And people here in America, people at home, there is a certain side of this that's very distasteful, because many of those people I was talking about before that honor those who have worn the uniform or are still wearing the uniform, they talk a good game. Many politicians especially whose families are not involved in service, haven't been in the service, and they say use the soldiers for backdrops for their own political presence. That to me is disgusting. If you really are into it, and some people are too into the war stuff and don't get, you know, that we're really not, in some instances, protecting ourselves from anything. But the other part of it is we don't have that much connection to it. The war is over there and we're over here. And we don't, it's kind of like, okay, we read about it or we see it on the internet or we watch a television report, but we're not there. And that's why the wars continue, because we aren't every day into it really. We're not really sacrificing like was the circumstance with the real war, that is real war, World War II. So, some thoughts on my part. Certainly yours will be entertained through the course of our Memorial Day. And the poll today, it does sort of correct the what we didn't have over the weekend. How are you observing Memorial Day? A, going to a parade. B, going to a special ceremony or service. C, at home with family and friends. D, at the mall. E, just another work day for me. Hopefully it's not D or E without at least part of A, B, or C being your experience. 800-510-8255. Talk radio time is 18 past the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. It gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom6.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom6.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 6.com. Freedom6.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Again, a reminder, our phone lines available live today. We are at 800-510-8255 with a focus on what you think Memorial Day is all about. 21 after the hour.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255, soliciting your thoughts this Memorial Day about the day and what you're doing to kick off this celebration. It is a celebration. It's an acknowledgement, a celebration as well. The war machine that we have is not related, but becomes inevitably a part of the discussion today. The fact that we have influence of war. Some people bemoan the fact that wars today are more fought by machines than by people. I would think that would be good if we could just, but that's representation of the fact that we have so much focus on war from the business side of things and the tools of war. At any rate, here is a host named Avi Nelson, who talks about the history of this day. And there's also a new poll about how many of us are actually honoring those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our country.
The Memorial Day holiday was the last Monday of May. It was originally May 30th, which it is this year. But it's changed over time, and it was originally called Decoration Day. And, of course, it had its origin in the Civil War. At first, Memorial Day was just for the Civil War veterans, and then it got broadened over time. And if you want to do this correctly, but on Memorial Day, the flag is raised briskly to the top of the staff and then solemnly lowered to the half-staff position, where it remains until noon. And then it is raised to full staff for the remainder of the day. The half-staff position is a remembrance of the men and women who gave their lives in the service of the country. And this is all men and women. By the way, it's more than 1 million over the course of all the wars that the United States has been in. Over 1 million men and women have been killed in the line of duty. So that's the reason for the half-staff position. And at noon, their memory is raised by the living, who resolve not to let their sacrifice be in vain, but to rise up in their stead and continue the fight for liberty and justice. It was, by the way, the first use of Memorial Day instead of Decoration Day, the original name, was in 1882. So, gives you a little bit of an idea of what it is. And Hawaii Senator Daniel Inouye, who was a World War II vet, has repeatedly introduced measures to return Memorial Day to its traditional date, but It hasn't been done. He's been introducing measures for over 20 years to do that. But now it's always celebrated on a Monday so we can have the benefit of a longer weekend. Some people think that changing the date merely to create the three-day weekend has undermined the very meaning of the day and may have contributed to the nonchalance that people feel with regard to the holiday. However, there was a Rasmussen poll that asked the question whether or not you're going to celebrate Memorial Day, and there's a fair number of people who will. 60% plan to honor Memorial Day. 1 in 5 American adults have served in the military, 20%. But most of us plan on doing something special on Memorial Day to honor those who gave their lives for the country. I'm not talking about, when I say honor Memorial Day, I don't mean by having a barbecue in the backyard. I'm talking about capturing the spirit of the holiday. 60% plan to do something. 26% do not, and 14% aren't sure. 76% of those who have served in the military plan to honor Memorial Day, compared to 56% of those of us who have not served. Similarly, those with relatives or friends in the military service in Iraq and Afghanistan are more likely to celebrate the holiday, which is understandable. Sad, perhaps, but understandable.
Yeah, sad is the word I would use. 800-510-8255, the number among us who have served, 20%.
1 in 5.
And I guess that begs the question, what about the rest of us? What do we do to acknowledge those who do put on the uniform? 28 past the hour.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today I'm talking about Progressive Snapshot Discount. It's our biggest discount yet. It's the Grand Canyon of discounts. It's the white whale keeping cash in your pocket. It's so big astronauts will say, I can see the Snapshot Discount from way up here. Well, you get the point.
The Snapshot Discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Hey, this is Pete from the Sears Blue Automotive Crew. With summer just around the corner, we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road. So we're throwing our once-a-year Savetacular this Memorial Day weekend at the Sears Auto Center. Through Tuesday, save on everything in automotive. That's right, save on everything we have. If we sell it, you save on it. All accessories are on sale, including batteries. Save on tires, too. Every brand and every size. The Savetacular also includes all maintenance and repairs. We even have special financing available. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct.
Oh.
Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar.
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news. Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com, that's Z-E-O-King.com, for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
921.
Your thoughts on this Memorial Day. Do you have a eulogy for a particular veteran that you'd like to share? This program is heard on the American Forces Radio Network. One of the things on a day like today that I'm sorry about is that we're not on live there. I would love to be able to take calls. And for those of you who are listening on American Forces Radio, you can catch this program, this hour of the program, it's 5 o'clock Eastern time, in which it airs, if you'd like to be listening when it's live and be on the air for any number of discussions, but today especially. I'm sure we'll hear from lots of people over the course of the program, not just in this hour, but through the course of the day, who have the experiences, whether personal experiences, uniquely individual experiences, family experiences, and those are the sort of thing that make... And this is not an age thing, although... The younger you are, the less likely you are to know about what goes on this day. And that's more or less because our parents are not doing a good job of telling us stories. We maybe aren't asking the right questions. We're not being taught the right things in school. The news media is not covering it from the actual news angle. There are all kinds of things. It's like everything else today. If you're going to learn about something, you better plan on learning about it yourself. 800-510-8255. And with that, Steve calls from Wisconsin with thoughts about Memorial Day and somebody in your family, Steve, that you want to acknowledge?
Yes. My father, Korean War vet.
Yeah.
Died in 96. Still picking shrapnel. With tweezers out of his legs.
Yeah. The stuff that went on and that we didn't know about, or there were people who had these maladies, things that were going on in their bodies and their mind as well. A lot of men and women suffered because
He would never talk about the war.
No, I know a lot of people. My father didn't have a lot of stories to tell. But my children's grandfather on their mother's side, my former wife's father, had been in the Air Force, and he flew missions from England over occupied France and Germany 54 missions. The plane he was in was shot down. He was in three different planes that were shot down, and four or five others that were shot at and were hit. In fact, one of the planes all made it across. You know, when I say shot down, they were shot, and they were so severely damaged that they just barely made it to the other side of the channel. But one circumstance that he didn't tell about until he was 4 or 5 months just before he died, told my son the story of being shot up so badly that everybody in the plane was dead except him. And somehow or other, he managed to get the plane across the channel onto the land on the other side.
My father did, there was a North Korean that dropped out of a tree and dropped a grenade into my dad's tank.
Mm.
And it killed everybody but him. And that's where the shrapnel came from.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he carried his best friend's decapitated body 3 miles back to the United States side of the line.
Yeah. It's amazing what man has done to man, man's inhumanity to man. It really is. All right, Steve, appreciate your stories. Some of you may be going to parades. Some of you may not be going to parades. You can share those stories. 800-510-8255. That's what this hour of the countdown is all about. This year's Memorial Day. Talk host Tom Temin here with Tom Tarantino, who's a senior legislative assistant for Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, talking about ways you can help veterans and their families.
We know a lot of areas that we're falling short in right now, but what are the biggest areas that we are woefully inadequate at right now?
Right now, the biggest area is jobs. You know, the veteran unemployment rate is about 2 points higher than the civilian unemployment rate. And as the unemployment rate for most of America starts to level off, more and more veterans are coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan to an unemployment check.
And why do you think that is? Just the traumatic experience of going to fight in the wars over there, or a lack of understanding from society? What kind of things do we need to do to remedy this?
Well, it's a couple of things. It's a lack of understanding. So few people have served in Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, only about 8% of the American population has ever served in the military. So this is the first time we have a generation of business leaders who have never served. And so whereas 20, 30 years ago, everyone pretty much could understand what it means to be a machine gunner or a mechanic in the Army or a medic in the Army, now that translation doesn't exist. So what we're doing is, for our part, we're asking Congress to actually study the differences between being a medic and a mechanic in the military and being a medic and a mechanic in the civilian world, so that we have veterans that aren't getting out of the military after 10 years of doing a highly technical job and then have to go back and start over when they're in their 30s to do the job that they've been doing most of their career.
Right, and you're dealing with that on the legislative end, and people can obviously talk to their congressman about that, but what can people do individually right now in the way of charity or support or things that you think would also help that problem?
Right. Well, first and foremost, you got to get yourself educated. Understand what it means to be in the military. Go look and, go to IAVA.org. Go look at some work that, like, Tragedy Assistance for Survivors is doing. Understand what military families are going through and then understand what their needs are. If you're an employer, hire vets. Be open to looking at a military resume and teach yourself what that means.
And this is a much more widespread problem than just Congress and money can fix, right?
Yeah, this isn't going to happen just in Congress. You know, this is going to happen if the business community actually steps up and gets itself educated. We're talking about just 200,000 vets that are unemployed. This is a reachable number that we could bring down by Veterans Day this year.
And one more question before you go. The unemployment issue is one that we always hear about with veterans. The multiple deployment issue is another one we always hear about with veterans. We're just now learning the effects that that has on a soldier and their family. Just how serious is that right now?
Yeah, I mean, long repeated multiple deployments over the course of 10 years has definitely taken its toll. I mean, first of all, it's taken its toll on the force, where they're stressed out, they're under-equipped, and families are suffering. You know, families need help. They need our support. You can go into your local communities and find organizations that are doing stuff on the ground in your hometown through your local veteran service organizations and find out what you can do to help support these families to make that transition back home easier.
Tom Tarantino from the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, special needs for special people, hopefully being handled in a special way. Bill is in Live Oak, Florida. You're on the countdown now. Bill, hi.
Good morning to you, Doug.
Morning.
I've got a little bit of twist in this whole thing. Some people, I don't know if they remember the CCCs back years ago.
The Civilian Conservation Corps.
Correct, sir.
Yeah.
And which they issued discharges out of that, just like military, honorable. Mm-hmm. And I was born on this day in 1952.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Back in them days, they, as a baby, you know, or as I was growing up as a young child there, they used to use me kind of like a celebration thing that, you know, life does go on after this Decoration Day, as we mm-hmm. used to call it.
Right.
It was stable on the 30th of May, mm-hmm. as it's kind of a celebration type thing. Now, I had a friend of mine that, an older fella that had passed on here some years ago, and he wanted me to take care of his Purple Heart. And a clock that he had recovered when the ship went down, and, you know, he passed it on to me. So what I'm going to do today is take that over to the American Legion, because I'm getting to my age group now to where I believe I should be passing these things on to somebody else instead of yeah. trying to hang on to them.
What about your family? What about your children? What about people who are there who would be direct, I don't know, beneficiary is the right word for it, but certainly they would have heard your stories or they would know about your service.
Well, I would think that this would be something that should be, you know, put into a display pack for somebody that
around others who have had like experiences. Is that what you're saying?
Right, right.
Yeah.
American Legion would be proud to have it.
Yeah.
You know,
all right.
So.
Okay.
We'll pass it on.
All right, sir. Thank you. You going to any parades or anything like that?
Pardon me?
Any parades where you are?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's definitely a lot of celebrations going on.
Yeah. Well, it's different. I don't know. I'm not sure. I think celebration is even the right word. A celebration sort of acknowledges a party or a party atmosphere, and I'm not sure that's the appropriate feeling.
Well, you know, unfortunately, Doug, I have to agree with you on that thing. I don't think that's absolutely appropriate, but that's pretty well what happens. Because
yeah,
all these
yes,
kids
again. Yeah.
Now, they do honor, you know, they have their honor to the thing about yeah. that, but you know what generally happens after that.
Right.
You know, it's a get-together, and
yeah.
people get
yeah.
loose over it, and, you know. Yeah. You can't change the past.
People get loose over it. That's a way of putting it. All right, bye for now, Bill. Thank you. 800-510-8255, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Today is Memorial Day, and therefore it is the focus of this hour of our Talk Radio Review.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance...
Which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
Then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Rich McFadden, who is my producer, when you call 800-510-8255, you're talking to him or to Evan, said, I had forgotten this, they found the identity of the unknown soldier by doing DNA. Why? I don't remember that happened, but I ask out loud, why would you do that under the circumstances? Kind of defeats the whole purpose of that. Anyway, something for us to muse about as we continue to focus on the solemnity of the day, the pure purpose of Memorial Day. Here's Michigan radio host Gary Allen talking to Dwayne Bucklin about remembering his son who died serving our country last year.
Corporal Brock Bucklin, just 28 years old from West Michigan. His father joins us on the live line this morning. Dwayne Bucklin, first of all, our condolences and thanks for your son's service.
Oh, I know. We appreciate that. Any one of us, we have our own issues, but, you know, the reality is that there's lots of thousands of people that lose their lives and are severely disabled, so you hate to count one of your own as part of it, but... That's the way it happens.
Dwayne, what would you like West Michigan to know about this 1997 graduate of Forest Hills Central that served his country so proudly?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, he didn't go into the military right out of high school or anything. It took him a while. So he was kind of trying to determine what he wanted to do and how he wanted to go about it. And his twin brother joined the service, who's still in, by the way. Mm-hmm. And... Brock decided that he'd follow in his brother's footsteps, so he joined the Army. Like all things, it's kind of a rude awakening when you first go in the military, but here's what I would say about it. He was good for the military, and the military was good for him, because mm-hmm. I think it kind of got him on a course. He knew what he wanted to do and became an asset in the military, highly respected. And I think he felt extremely good about himself and felt good about what he was doing.
That is great news to hear. What kind of kid was he?
When you say what kind of kid, they're going to put one foot in front of each other going somewhere, you know? They're one of these kids that are just going to do something all the time. And if they get channeled in the right direction, they do good things. So I would say the military has done that same thing. It's caused them to, I think, become true patriots.
Mm-hmm. Tough question. There are parents listening to us right now who have kids that may be on the fence about joining the military, and they hear stories like your son losing their lives. What do you tell them about that?
Well, personally, you know, mother or father always thinks the worst. We don't want anything to happen to our children. You know, I don't care who we are. We don't want anything to happen. So anything that we think exposes them to the potential of great harm, we don't like it. But, on the other hand, I raised my kids to think for themselves, do what they thought they really wanted to do. And once they make up their mind what they want to do, I think as parents, our primary responsibility is not to discourage that, but our primary responsibility is to encourage it and support them in every way we can.
800-510-8255, the story of yet one of thousands who have recently given their lives for causes that sometimes we question. not a bad idea to question them, but we still pay tribute because that's what the right thing to do is, frankly. 51 past the hour on the countdown.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Store for details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Sort of teasing our way into Memorial Day with thoughts of people who've had folks in their family lose their life, or as is the case with this caller. Actually, this excerpt from a program hosted over the weekend by Aaron Flint, where Lance Corporal Tommy Parker takes calls from people listening to the program. Corporal Parker, who is 21, lost both of his legs and some of his fingers in an IED explosion in Afghanistan. So you can imagine Memorial Day means something very special to him.
This Memorial Day, I know you're probably happy to be back in Montana for a little while here. I guess, what does Memorial Day mean to you? What's going through your mind this weekend? Who are you remembering?
There's quite a few people that I'm remembering. Aaron, we lost quite a few people when we were in Sangin, and some were close friends, some were acquaintances, you know. So it's kind of weird being going through Memorial Day knowing people that were really close to me that are being memorialized instead of people that were quite a bit older than me, you know, grandparents, stuff like that, but people that were actually my peers, and some of them were really good friends.
Yeah. You know, earlier this year I had the opportunity to travel back to Afghanistan just for a couple of weeks, and we made it to Helmand Province. We were not, unfortunately, able to make it into Desang and other places where you served and obviously sacrificed so much. But I know that just the week before we were there, Secretary Gates from the Department of Defense was actually walking around the bazaar in Sangin without body armor on, I might add, and because of the sacrifices of Marines like you. Do you hear stories like that, or do you still kind of follow the news from over there?
I follow a little bit of it in, but not a whole lot of it.
Yeah. What do you think people in Montana need to know about your fellow Marines and their sacrifices this Memorial Day weekend?
Not really sure. I mean, all right, we all went out there and did our job and tried our hardest to do what we were told to do, I guess, and some happened to die doing what what they chose to do, and some were injured doing what they chose to do.
What's the recovery process been like for you, in the treatment that you've been undergoing in San Diego? I guess a lot of folks probably just want to know how you're doing. They've been following your story and hearing your inspirational words, but how you doing?
Pretty good. The recovery process has been pretty good. I got my prosthetic legs on. I'm just trying to learn to walk, you know, get a little more proficient at that.
My God. What are we doing to ourselves is the question that many of us asked during Iraq, especially when we found out that because Donald Rumsfeld didn't want to spend the money and he had the power to hold back getting those MRAPs built. And so men and women like Lance Corporal Parker exposing themselves to untold harm because we didn't spend the money to build equipment that would protect them and they were out in Humvees. Good God. 800-510-8255. Here's Bill Statz of the Patriot Guard talking to host Dave Durian about how they're going to help grieving military families today by positioning themselves between the services that are being conducted around the country and any protesters like those idiots from the Westboro Baptist Church.
Patriot Guard has really two missions. One is to honor and pay our respects to fallen veterans, current soldiers, and first responders, police and fire primarily. The second thing is to shield the families of those fallen from anyone who wishes to disrupt their funeral.
How long have you been a member of the Patriot Guard?
I joined the Patriot Guard in March of 2006.
Okay. Why did you decide to join the Patriot Guard?
The funeral in Westminster for Matthew Snyder, I was there for that one. That was my first Patriot Guard mission. And the protesters from Westboro Baptist Church were there, and I just felt that the family shouldn't be subject to that sort of activity.
And through what you guys do at the funerals, you basically ride your motorcycles. Is it safe to say you try to drown out the protesters?
If they become vocal, yes, we will. We will start a couple motorcycles and try to drown them out. Primarily, we will try to block the visual line between the families and the protesters.
When you go to a funeral, what goes through your mind? And is this a kind of assignment that's easy, hard to do?
That sort of thing. All of them are hard. Just some are worse than others. What goes through your mind is the fallen and their families, and to support them as much as possible.
Remembering these people who died to protect, that sort of thing. This is Memorial Day 2011.